We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
We'll be right back. I had intended to talk about rock and roll tonight, but it seems a bit inconsequential at this point. A lot of these things don't matter a whole lot anymore, except for to make you realize what's going on. And what I've realized is that, well, most don't know what's going on. So last week when I told you that we had done it, and we had made positive change in our mental attitude enough to where things are going to change for the positive and not to fear, I now come to realize that, well, most of us don't live on the same planet that I do. And so I thought perhaps tonight we would talk a little more about just where we are in the universe. So, what a place we're at right now, guys. Now, you know, I sent out this, I watched Dr. Deagle. Now, he is a highly intelligent man, and he absolutely confirmed everything I have ever said, so I was quite amazed and astounded by all of that. Hell, he even brought up Shock and Awe and the fourth dimensional entities, and, well, then again, there was the genetically modified, electronically controlled attack baboons. I was not aware of that. In Galveston, Texas, no less. Yeah. So, planet Earth in the here and now. Very, very curious. And what's it all for? That is the big question. Well, all right. Well, I have often said, welcome to planet Earth from the Freeman perspective. So, here we go again. Where we stand right now, we're sitting here with unelected officials, corrupt governments, just absolute madness on planet Earth once you start to get a good look at it. Now, as we start to unfold this picture, and as I covered in corporate logos, you'll start to see the signs of allegiance. Now, I think I have conclusively proven to all of you that a secret society has been ruling this country from its inception. There is no such thing as America, folks. It's a false paradigm. Perhaps we could create the dream that we think of as America. This whole Constitution, Bill of Rights. I tell you, I got so many brick walls to get through. Once I get through one level, I'm on another, you know. First, you start to recognize that our founding fathers are not as they appear to be. And, of course, I've covered this in depth, that this country was not founded to make people free. That has never been the intent. So I start to talk, and I get up to this level with people. I show them corporate logos, and they go, yeah, yeah, I get it. And I show them Columbia, and they go, well, I don't quite get it. Not so sure about those fish people, Freeman. Yeah, I understand. But once you start to recognize that we are not alone even on this planet. Now, people... I'm wondering if we're alone in the universe, all right? Well, we're not alone on this planet. And a number of races have been here longer than the Homo sapiens, believe it or not. Even though we can track our DNA back a billion years or so, maybe a half a billion. Well, we didn't originate on planet Earth. You know, we have things within our system that are not native to this planet. But then there are the other races, and it's said that there were 11 races that have existed on planet Earth prior to humans, or in accompaniment with humans. And we are looking at reptilian beings, which seem very much like velociraptors. And I really do think Steven Spielberg was trying to highlight this fact with his intelligent velociraptors in Jurassic Park. they exist. I mean, there's just too much data. I know we don't want to believe in that, but hell, there's a whole nother world going on below our feet. And these reptilians, which seem to be from the Draco solar system, some also from Orion, have been here on planet Earth for a very long time. As a matter of fact, they consider us the squatters on planet Earth. And therefore, we are simply something they use. And they've trained us in their ways, and this is how we end up slaughtering all these animals en masse to feed ourselves. It's no different. That's what they do to us. So we exist on this surface of planet Earth, and we go about our daily day running by the Gap and what other little poisonous storefronts are out there, and never thinking about what's really going on planet Earth. Now, the occult agenda is something quite intriguing, but the alien agenda is even more so, and especially when you start to recognize that the two combine. There have been secret societies ruling planet Earth from 13,000 years ago. We have no history prior to that. I'm sure that there is some history maybe stored away in the vaults under the Vatican, but we have no more history. At that point, all history was erased. And so we have simply from 13,000 years up till now. Now, many of you that have been trained in our indoctrinational programs, we call it school, believe that civilization is a mere 5,000 years old. Well, you know, poppycock. So these, if you look at the picture, we've got beings that altered humans after a great catastrophe. They used genetic modification, and they altered us to the point where we don't live as long as we used to. And we are basically disposable. These creatures can't act within the third dimensional by themselves right now. They seem to need human hosts to act within the third dimension. So they have a bloodline, which was the closest genetic hybridization of them and us. Now, what it seems is that they were bound into this fourth dimensional prison, what the Bible would call the abyss. And they needed certain tools to try and escape from this prison, and so they needed us. They put us to work creating their frequency modulators, and they ruled over us with what they called the Godmen. They were known as pharaohs. King Gilgamesh is a prime example of what I'm speaking about. He states that he was two-thirds god because his mother was a goddess, and he was the most ruthless and just evil ruler there had ever been, and, well, after the gods. And they actually had to create Bigfoot to keep him occupied so he'd quit raping and beating all the humans. So consider that these rulers have been in charge of our planet for 13,000 years. They have been progressing in their technological advancements. They have been creating things on planet Earth that we don't understand, such as the pyramids. And then now we can also include things like the Bicentennial Mall in front of Nashville's capital. Such devices, instruments. So What is it all for? That is the ultimate question. So let's consider what they, where they are and what they're doing. Now, they are all subterranean critters living below us, and they have used these rulers to create men that will do their bidding, and we call them the military and scientists. And this is where we get from the Royal Society up to the universities and their very need to create and destroy matter, hence the A-bomb. These beings consider us very less than a beast, you know. We are no more than a beast to them. Even the ones that they have ruling us. So, but the ones ruling are frightened, right? Because here's this whole world going on underneath us that most of the surface dwellers don't know anything about. And they don't have faith, right? They see this as a third dimensional conundrum, and currently it seems that they think their only hope is to get on to get along, as it said. You know, they're doing the bidding because they feel they have no other choice. Much as we go to work each day because we believe we have no other choice. Why do they want to kill us all off at this point? Well, we are done. We did our job very well because humans are very kind and considerate and will do most things asked of them. Well, so, yes, they are done with us. There were treaties signed back in the 30s that have allowed them to kidnap us and take us down into their subterranean dwellings and do the things that they need to do, and it seems that all of the crossbreeding began again, and even as the Bible states that, as it was in the days of Noah, so too in the days in the end. And this crossbreeding I see is most likely, well, my first opinion on it was that they wanted to get to the surface at this time. It was critical that they get up here. But you see, they can't survive on the surface. That's why these reptilian beings come up dressed in these grays spacesuits, you know. They can't exist on the surface any more than we can exist on the bottom of the ocean. So we've got our little spacesuits. The grays now, these worker rays seem to be a little pink reptile that dress up in their gray outfits and come and take the humans as they wish. And of course they broke all the treaties and surface dwellers are all going, holy hell, what do we do? These guys have superior technology, they have everything. Kind of the same position they have put all of us in. So now we're all just kind of catching up. We're starting to go, oh, wait a minute. They've got all this superior technology, and what are we going to do? Now these leaders that we have, rulers I prefer to call them, do have many things set up for us, and they are absolutely in contact with higher dimensional beings through the rituals put forth through the secret societies, which are in charge of all of our intelligence and military and finance and corporations, and they rule the world. There's just no doubts about that. And these ones that are working for these beings, or even unknowingly working for these beings, have been setting forth a program for a one world order. There are train cars fit with shackles for humans. The main deportation site will be in Kansas City, right there on Highway 70. You can drive past there and you will see four large Tesla towers standing outside of a major complex which is created in the center of the overpasses of the highway. Yes. Enough rail cars to take away 150 million people. Now, I've known about all of this stuff for so long. I mean, imagine all of the mind control stuff that I'm bringing forth now. That stuff is already a decade, if not more, older. Subterranean bases. That information's a decade old already. It's just that people are slow to wake up. Don't want to believe these things, and I guess I understand that. But I have known these things for quite some time, and even more so, I've believed them for quite some time. And so I believe that I have been brought before you to bring about this faith, this positive message in all of this madness, because here I am, one who knows, and yet I still have a positive message. How can this be? Well, it's because I develop faith before I develop knowledge, and I see the miraculous. There's just so many miracles in my life. And so this has always been my main message to each and every one of you, is that there is a higher power, and it is working in our favor. As I often say, that's the harder conspiracy to convince people of. You guys are ready to believe in silicon biological entities before you're ready to believe that there is a higher power working in our favor. And it is this very higher power that gives us many clues as to why a lot of these things are going on. As one, I've noticed throughout my life that typically if a bully is picking on me, it's because he's jealous. This took me a little while to figure out, but it happened in high school when I found out that the cheerleader of the fellow who liked to pick on me a lot, his girlfriend, the cheerleader, was in love with me. I often said, man, imagine how different my life would be if I had known. Yeah. Freeman dating a cheerleader. You can see it now. Yeah. Anyway, it was a clue. It was a clue to show me that it's jealousy that drives these type of bullies. And I think it's the same when it comes to this Illuminati fourth dimensional reptile conundrum. We have free will, you see. And this is the one thing that they usurp. They have two things that they come after, and one is creative play. Boy, do they hate creative play. They killed poor Federico Garcia Lorca for trying to teach you about creative play. Stuck him in an unmarked grave. Creative play and free will, these two things are magic. They are miraculous. They are divine. And they don't have it. This is obvious in all of the research in these beings that they don't have this free will nor creative play. Because they have a hive mind and are servants to what? I don't know. That's the big question. Lucifer, Satan, evil. See, I know it's difficult for... I don't believe the whole Jesus-Satan paradigm is just too simple of an answer. But at the same time, I do believe that these ancient books are truthful. That they have a lot of truth, just they got mixed with an incorrect message. Purposefully. By these very same bloodlines. But you see, they have to give us the truth, and that's something I have shown, and that's where we get to the question of free will, and that they usurp it through by telling us what they're going to do in Hollywood features or magazines, comic books. Just as long as it gets out into the consciousness, and then we don't do anything to change that. Shit, most of us glory in it. They got us wanting our own destruction. They got us fighting for our own destruction. It's pretty amazing. So creative play and free will are the answers. These are the very answers to our problem. Now it does seem that it is hopeless. And this is where Freeman steps in and says, no, 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 it's not at all hopeless. And actually, well, first of all, recognize that you chose to come here. And just because you're, all, you know, it's like getting on a roller coaster and recognizing, oh my God, I'm about to drop down that dip. Yeah, you're frightened as hell as that thing's going chink, 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 chink. And you know you're getting close to that drop. That's where we're at right now. We are at the apex, ready to drop. But then what happens? You laugh and scream the whole way down, right? Well, you can think of this life as a roller coaster ride, one that you're just taking for this period of time, and that you are eternal and will be here forever, not on planet Earth, of course, but in existence, and that this is something your soul chose to do, whether you're happy about it now or not. And so it's a challenge, and it's not real, but it really seems real, doesn't it? Death seems real, and all the violence and blood and gore seems real. But it's not. It's not at all. It is a Maya illusion. It is a fabrication, a manifestation of our minds. So believe it or not, the very quick and simple answer to our whole problem is go out and play. What are you doing still sitting here on this damn computer? Get out there and talk to people and start enjoying life and getting to know what it is to be human. And this is the real reason that I am just badgering people about going to Rainbow. Because once you get out to Rainbow, you get a contrast version of humanity. You get to see what humans are really like. And you will find that we are all loving, wonderful creatures. And once you get that contrast and you step back into this cold civilization, you start to wonder, well, wait a minute. I just met 30,000 people that were just wonderful and fantastic, and now that I think about it, I've never really ran into any person that I considered truly evil. Just, they don't talk to me, you know, they look down in the grocery store and whatnot, but, you know, they don't seem to be really exceptionally violent people, so what the hell's going on with civilization? And that's the big clue. That's the big key to see that this is not a human problem. This is an inhuman problem. Miracles do happen, folks. And I know that we are in the 11th hour, if not the 11.59 hour. the end is really close. And really, the whole reason that I have ever brought any of this information to your knowledge was not at all for you to pick out an enemy. This was not a witch hunt. This was not for you to go, oh, well, if we, you know, kill off these guys. That's never been my intention. And I even kind of make my stuff a little bit hokey. And I do that on purpose so that I can't be used by haters, you know. Those truly skeptical ones that are looking for a good reason to go shoot somebody in the head. That is not what my information is for. My information was to show you these signs of allegiance, open you up to the possibilities which lead to these subterranean reptilian species and even fish people, yes, merfolk. You know, they are in Pliny's Natural History. So, you know, hey, it's not that far outside the box. I bring you this information so that you have a choice. And perhaps that's a mean thing to do. Force you all onto my planet. No, of course not. It's so that you can look at it and say, I can walk away from all this. I do not have to serve this because I no longer believe in it. And we have not had that choice. And then secondly, I bring forth the everything that I've ever shown you, of course, has been brought to me miraculously, synchronistically, as some divine coincidence. And so the very message or the style in which I present the information gives you a new understanding of life itself. The miraculous. And if you're in fear now, well, just think, you know, this has been going on forever. And just because now you know about it is no reason to fear it. You know, the miraculous does exist, and all you got to do is open yourself to it. Now, we don't have to go and change the government. We do not have to sit back and fabricate a new style of government. We do not need to elect or de-elect any officials. We just need to start living as humans. And so it's not up to us to rack our brains for some serious answer, a solution. It is for us to take what is presented to us right in the here and now, right in front of you, and do your best with it. Do whatever you can, whatever it is that you're naturally inclined to do, and do it to the best of your ability. And this will continue the path forward. This is what Buddha was trying to say with right thought, right action. Which always confused me for quite some time. You know, well, what's right? Come on, Buddha. You can't just tell me to do right action, right thought. How am I supposed to know what's right? Oh, I do know. I see. All right. So, we do have access to all knowledge. The Akashic records are there for each of us to tap into. And, you know, I've often wondered when I was working on my van how it is that my brain would all of a sudden assimilate all the knowledge necessary to understand the system that I was dealing with. Sometimes even pointing out the very wire in a mile of wires that I was trying to find the problem with. We have these abilities. I mean, this has been shown to us through government programs with SciTech and remote viewing. We are more than we have been led to believe. So now we've been given the choice, and now it's do or die time. And you know, like I say, this knowledge has been out here for decades, and we still just go along. You know, everybody's still buying Disney's movies, and that's the choice. And it's once you make it, you know, once you say, "All right, I'm willing to give my life up for the benefit of humanity. I am ready to die for what I believe in." Then you're free. When you are ready to make the stand and not be in fear, no longer having fear or even having attachment to results. That's why I say we don't have to determine how it is going to be. All we got to do is do what's right in front of us to the best of our ability. The results will take care of themselves. Just as a flower grows, so too does society. Now, what this information I present to you gives you is the excuse to walk away. It gives you the excuse to not serve this master any longer. And once you start to realize how close everything is, how very, very close we are to the end of civilization as we know it, then it makes it even easier to walk away. What do you care? I mean, good God, they're about to kill us all. Your 401k is worthless. I don't even know what a 401k is. Oh, man. You know, hell, guys, I believe I was brought forth to you to bring you this particular message. Because me, I'm sitting here, I've got, what, like $5 in my bank account. I don't know if any of you know this, but, you know, I'm not a rich man at all. And I don't function in the money reality. And actually, I only take what I get. And I don't buy things for myself except for necessities. I actually haven't bought myself anything in quite some time. But people buy me things, so that's all good. And I get gifts. Just the other day, somebody stopped by and dropped off the gasket I need to repair my van. I found this truly intriguing because I don't know who dropped it off or how they knew I needed it. Perhaps, I mean, a friend of mine from somewhere, someone I had told, I guess, but why now? Why did they just decide to come drop off a gasket at my house? My roommate was no help. He's like, I don't know, they were in a van. I have no idea who it was. But to me, this is a signal, and this is the type of divine coincidence that I'm telling you about, and so now I need to go get up under my van and get back to work on that beast. Man, I've been building that van forever. It's got brand new everything. But that's my tank, you know? That thing's ready. It's ready to... Yeah. So this is the type of coincidental love of the universe that I'm talking about, and now it's up to me to go out and repair the van. You know, just all kinds of little miracles like that occur all the time when you're open to it. And when you have detachment from results and you have just love in your heart. We are more powerful than you know. And these Illuminati... reptilian controlled evildoers know this, and this is why they put all the fear into the occult. Oh no, don't study that. Please. No, really. They have trained us to believe that we are less than God. They have trained us to believe that we are mere third-dimensional blips with little tiny lifespans that are only here to make microchips or to phone people's houses when they don't want us to. This is not the reality of the human race. It's not the reality of reality. Reality is not linear. Miracles do happen. So yes, we are sitting here on the apex of this roller coaster, looking at genetically modified attack baboons, crafted killer viruses, and depleted uranium, and subterranean bases, and shackled rail cars, and FEMA camps, and international soldiers, super soldiers. Yes, all these things are around us at this very moment. Just waiting. Like a thief in the night. And I've never not thought these things were coming. You know, people have told me, you know, shut up. And I've often stated, you know, if you've got future goals, you don't want to talk to me. You know, that's just all there is to it. But if you're ready to live, then I am the person you want to talk to. Because, people, this is not life at all. We are but beasts in a cage. And once you step out back into the wilderness, That's when everything starts to fall together. That's when the natural human comes to be. And that's when life is nothing but miraculous. And this is what was taught to me on the road as I traveled. All those many wondrous things that I did and saw. And the people. Of course, it's always the people. The scenery is wonderful, but it's always been the people that bring me the joy. And so, realize this, there are a lot of us, a whole lot of us, and they've done a really good job convincing you that we are a virus on this planet, and I'm doing my little bit to try and combat that. There are a lot of us, and we love. We all love one another. We love to do things for others. We love to share. We love to give. This is human nature. When we start to look at the evil ones and we start to recognize that, you know, things like, the killing at Virginia Tech, mind control slave, the teen sport killings, you know, mind control slaves, soldiers, mind control slaves. Very curious. And while I've got you on the mind control slave thoughts, I gotta throw this out there. Check this. This is just too much. All right. Our governor, Rick Perry, who just came back from Istanbul for the Bilderberger meeting, the secret rulers of the world. And who knows what was said in there, because, of course, we're not allowed to know. And he comes back from Istanbul, and, well, I'll tell you, that owl bank, the Frost Bank building that looks like an owl, was doing all kinds of freaky things. Sometimes just the eyes were on and the crown was turned off, or the crown was off and just the eyes were on. They were doing all kinds of freaky things when he got back from Istanbul. But not only was the owl having some interesting illuminations, Prince... Prince came to town for a concert, a secret concert, that only the invited were allowed to. And they put a large screen out in front so that the 40 or 50 people standing outside couldn't watch. Well, Rick Perry came back from Istanbul in that Bilderberg meeting, and him and our mayor, Will Wynn, decided they would go check out Prince's concert. It was, paid by some millionaire to play. Yeah. If you understand now, here in Austin, this is a heavy area of this type of thing. Michael Aquino, who, you know, head of the Temple of Set, offshoot of the Church of Satan, high mind control programmer, you know, that temple is right here in Austin. If you realize that it's no chance, you know, it's not coincidence that our top two pop stars are known as Prince and Madonna, you might as well just say Baal and Ishtar. And if you realize that they both were abused as children, and you start to recognize, I mean, come on, guys, you know, come on. Prince, Madonna, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, and Justin Timberlake all winning the Grammys. Come on! So, I'm very curious as to what little rituals went on when they brought Prince to town. Now, recognize Prince's symbol. What you're looking at there is a hermaphroditic symbol. It's the symbol of the male and the female, Venus and Mercury. Venus and Mars, I mean. And then it has a hyperdimensional coil. Yeah. Mixed in with an ankh, I think. No, there you go. It all kind of makes into an ankh when you're done with it, but yes, that's what it is. A hermaphroditic symbol with a hyperdimensional coil. You know, that's why he wanted to change his name to that symbol. That's the same symbol as the target symbol, which is a penis and vagina. It's the same symbol as the hexagram. Same symbol as the Masonic compass square and G. where the G is the camel, the path, Gimel, in the Kabbalah. So I just had to throw that out there. To me, that's just amazing and astounding. And well, I went down with Alex Jones and Jack Blood and yelled at Rick Perry at the mansion for a little while with the bullhorn, and that was all good fun. You know, I just consider this stuff good fun because, I mean, I didn't get on the bullhorn because the things I would have said would have been way over everybody's heads, even the people that were yelling at Rick Perry. Because, you see, these people are still fighting for their constitutional rights and their Bill of Rights, and still fighting the Founding Fathers' dream, still fighting for the Founding Fathers' dream, which is the same nightmare we live in today, folks. It wasn't usurped. This was the plan from the get-go. The miraculous, that is where it lies, and hopefully you all have, I know many of you have started to write me and say, oh my God, you know, I can't believe these coincidences that are starting to occur in my life, because there is a quickening going on. There's very much a quickening going on, and imagine, I mean, you guys are getting downloaded with the heavy details right here at the conclusion or the beginning, whichever way you want to look at it, and you're having to jump leaps and bounds ahead. And not only are we having a quickening in the information receiving, but we also are having a quickening in the miracles. And so have faith, really. Believe in this, and the more that you believe, the easier it is for others to believe, because there is a super consciousness of humanity, and that is one thing that they have worked very hard to control, that they know that at this time, as you see, it all has to do with our position in the universe and our position in the galaxy. And so at this time is what we what Dr. Deagle has termed a nexus, and that's absolutely the best word for it. So we're at the nexus, and we can't simply just go on as we are. You know this now. And, you know, of course, they've been muddying the waters, making you think that some sort of environmentalism will be the answer. Well, I'll tell you what, that environmentalism took over all the lands that they now have the deep underground military bases under. There's nothing good out there. That's one thing you need to recognize. Right now, civilization is inhuman, alien, and there is nothing good out there. You know, don't go see The Good Shepherd. Don't go see V for Vendetta. These movies are not there for your benefit. There is nothing going on for your benefit at this moment. Environmentalism, government, finances, any of it. It is all to your detriment. And so now you are at that nexus, and you're at the point where you are being asked to make this choice. Will you simply just blindly serve this illumined force, or will you turn away? As you see, they've given us the answer as well, and they give it to us over and over again, and they have to. As far as I'm concerned, it's all part of the divine aspect of this thing. And there again, the free will and creative play. And so they give us the answer, and it was given to us right there in one episode of The Simpsons, if you believe that or not. Now, recognize that Mr. Burns' character, the man who plays Mr. Burns, Harry Shearer, is a Bohemian Grover. He does go out and have ritual body burnings in front of a 40-foot stone owl, okay? So, no, not even The Simpsons, right? Nothing out there is for your benefit. But, as I say, they have to give us the free will choice, and so they gave us the solution, and they made it rather interesting and hokey all at the same time, of course, because it's The Simpsons. But they've given it to us in other messages, like the Ghostbusters, and that is to turn away, to not give them the energy. because they suck off of our fear and our hate, and this is what they have always done. And when they get the opportunity, they like to drink our blood. But fear and hate is the very force, just as they put forth in Disney's Monsters, Inc., okay? Fear and hate. So, the Simpson episode has Lisa Simpson, okay, what do you call them? The corporate icons, the burger boy and the tire guy and all the big advertisements came to life and started ripping apart the city like Godzilla. Yeah, you guys might remember this episode. And so, you know, they got the big donut boy rolling his big donut around, killing everything and taking out buildings and whatnot. And Lisa comes up with a little jingle to, because she knows that's the only way to get the humans' attention, right? We gotta make a jingle. That's the only thing that fits into the programming. And she makes a little jingle to just turn away. Just turn away. And that really, in my opinion, is the solution. And it was the same in the Ghostbusters when they were creating the Mr. Puff, Mr. Stay Puff, Marshmallow Man, you know? Had to keep good thoughts in their brains, right? And that is the task that is being asked of us. And so they are breeding us with fear, fear, fear. And they are just dumping it on us right now. I mean, big time. We are in a mind control trauma-based program at this point, and I've shown you all that. And just released the Anna Nicole Brittany and Mind Control DVD, which should conclusively prove to you that they are trying to frighten the hell out of us. Now, I did release the Dr. Deagle out onto video, onto Google Video, and I've got a lot of people writing me, this was frightening the hell out of me. Well, don't let it. You know, this is knowledge, and this is what's going on. And with knowledge, you are armed with strength. And it's up to us to merely change our minds. And as I was telling you last week, we have done so. We really have. But if you guys want to get through this without the serious devastation, without the massive catastrophe, then you really got to change your ways. And that doesn't mean just recycling. This means that you've got to completely alter your belief structure, and you have to walk away from all of this. You can do it. And I know it's something that you don't see because it's something that's never been presented to you before. But once you get out there, you'll start to understand the true loving, giving nature of humanity. So I have run out of time again, babbled my hour away once again. I hope this helps, and I hope to see you all at Rainbow. I don't know where it is yet. I'm thinking Northern Arkansas. And you can just head in that direction and you will find it, because that is the very power I'm talking about you having, and it might be a good time for you to test that. This whole third dimensional linear thinking is a bunch of bullshit, and it's not necessary. Time does not exist. So, until the next time I talk on this thing. I love you all very much, and don't be frightened. That's what they feed off of. Everything is going, and you chose to be here, so deal with it. And, you know, it's going to be crazy. There's no doubt about it. There's going to be earthquakes, earth changes, all kinds of madness going on. But if you have faith in your heart, everything will be fine, and this will be merely a roller coaster ride for your soul. So, see you next week. You guys have a good time here on planet Earth.
There's no reason for you to lose your mind. 'cause I've seen something that's gonna change our time. If I could, I'd make you understand. If I could, I'd make you understand.